Blog Talk Radio.
Beautiful hearts, this is Zoe welcoming you to Ancient Awakenings on Blog Talk Radio for this Sunday, the 2nd of December, 2018. It's been a while since we talked, and we are now between two amazing events. Our intrepid Ancient Awakening of Voyagers went on a mission to locate the sacred texts and records we placed for safekeeping in the final days of Lemuria. A few members physically journeyed, or trudged, probably they'll respond to a remote area to recover the records, while several other members, me included, provided frequency support from the comforts of our own homes. And their success in that mission helped lift the consciousness of humanity to great new heights. And I wish you could all have been on the call when they came back. Their descriptions and reports of their experiences were nothing short of astounding. But because we decided to forego our last Blog Talk edition, since it fell on the day our Voyagers would have been coming home, or had just come home, or maybe not yet come home, we didn't know, they didn't know. So we figured we'd let the Blog Talk slide rather than confuse everyone. But now we are heading to our December advance. One who serves has been dropping nuggets of what we can expect, and it all sounds exciting and transformative, which is exactly how Cynthia, probably our longest running member of AA and veteran traveler, described her recent experience while locating the records. But we are back onto our regular schedule, which is the first Sunday of every month, where we open our doors to all who would like to come and listen in to find out what we're all about. With Ancient Awakenings, you gather with your extended family of wayshowers and light warriors as we help one another remember our ancient selves as those of the 144,000 whose mission it is to remember, relearn, and reestablish the spectacular wonder, bliss, and joy it is to be a human on Earth. If you feel a part of this, we want you to be able to come together with us no matter what your situation. And if it's a difficult one, believe you me, we all understand. Because we are family. Got my brothers and my sisters with me. We are Ohana. And we are Ohana. And that one's for Sally. Ohana, those who are family and those you choose to call your family. It's a human circle of complete aloha, unconditional love. The outpouring and receiving of the spirit, that's what Ancient Awakenings Prepare for Change creates. We prepare for change by releasing the programming that's holding us back and raising our vibrations to propel us forward by remembering. And by remembering, we are awakening the ancient wisdom that we all carry within us. That is the wisdom that heals and manifests and connects us to our divine self mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, so that we become the creators we were meant to be, as said so eloquently by Shoshana. We're being called back in these incredibly momentous times we're living in, and we're glad to count you among us and welcome you home. We've had some terrible tragedies occur since we talked last. Don't get me started on these so-called wildfires here in California, and I'm saying that with air quotes. And now the earthquakes in Alaska, the death of a former president, the upcoming and likely earth-shaking testimonies of prominent deep state figures. But one who serves, Sananda, Ashtar, Saint Germain, they've all been telling us to buckle our seatbelts because it's going to be a bumpy ride. Well, we're seeing that they were not exaggerating. Yet other amazing, remarkable things have happened in these last 2 months as well. We've witnessed the 11/11 gateway opening, and we knowingly took advantage of its benefits. But the way cool thing is, once again, one who serves, Sananda et al., told us this would affect every person on Earth, whether they knew it or not. And lo and behold, National Geographic finally admitted actual waves were detected. The heading of the story was, "Strange waves rippled around the world and nobody knows why. Instruments picked up the seismic waves more than 10,000 miles away, but bizarrely nobody felt them." Ha! Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
The article starts out by saying, on the morning of November 11, just before 9:30 UT, a mysterious rumble rolled around the world. Apparently, only the P and S waves were detected, but nonetheless, it was detected, and we were looking forward to it, and there's our confirmation. We knew it was there, but now everybody else does as well. Let's see what else. Plasma ropes are being found over the North Pole. Huge waves in the oceans are being picked up on radar. Noctilucent clouds have been spotted in various areas. And we're going to say goodbye to 2018 soon. But before we do, we're expecting to see some wild changes, revealings, and happenings. So tighten that seatbelt and ride the roller coaster from the eye of the storm where it's calm and you are untouchable. So I'm quoting Dr. Pillai as saying, "We are on the threshold of a new era or yuga, which is going to blossom as early as December. December 8th is a cutoff date when the world will see the light, and the light will help everyone to evolve according to their soul's maturity." Now, one who serves promises us another stage of initiation during the advance. So could this be an actual date? So this is it. This is Ancient Awakenings, Prepare for Change. And this is what we have been doing, preparing, and what we are witnessing: change, massive change, glorious change, transformational change. And as one who serves would say, go within, change yourself, and we change the world. Sananda told us to prepare for love to come into us. And they are all been prodding us to step forward, to become champions ourselves, to be the light warriors we signed up to be, and step up to help those who are awakening, because we know what it's like for them. We know because we lived through it, possibly numerous times. We are the support system, and that is part of our mission as the 144,000. And as we all know, where we go one, we go all. So Athena Rita likes to remind us that our being together and participating in this group is part of what we chose when we signed our contracts to come here. And One Who Serves reminds us that we all come from the stars and we're guided by the stars. So astrology and numerology actually play a very big part in our lives to keep us on our paths, whether we know it or not. So let's get our resident numerologist, astrologist, spiritual counselor, Nisara expert, and teacher, Athena Rita, on to find out what she's got for us today. And I think it's going to be something particularly special this time. Athena,
well,
you're open.
Greetings, you all. I'm so happy to be here, and thank you, Zoe. And I'd like to continue what you're saying. This is so important, and you know today is the second, number two. Also, 11, as you know, is a two. Now, that's a master number, and I am going to say today, and I will be reading today, because I could not be able to give it the service or the good reading or saying, let's say, that the reading can do, because I could never put it in the words that this is in. Okay. 11-11 was a planetary message from the Pleiadians, high command, and spatial forces. Spatial acknowledgement to Earth, alliance forces. Greetings, planet Earth. We are the family of light, and we come closer than ever before to you on this grand day, 11-11. 350,000 Earth years ago, the dark forces overtook the light here, unplugged humans' DNA, and placed a quarantine around the Earth and enslaved the humans of Earth unto modern Earth time. The universal directive system should not interfere in the evolution of another species. Yet, we have felt the deep pain of suffering you have endured, and it was decided by the High Council of the Galactic Federation of Worlds that enough is enough, and we have come to stick our hand directly in the ascension affairs of planet Earth. We arrived in your solar system in mass on September the 11th, 2018, and most of your solar telescopes discovered our Pleiadian plasma fleet around your sun. For 2 Earth months, we have been out in your solar system, in our Earth-sized plasma crafts, numbering over 50,000, adjusting to your frequency, and directing every weekly to 5D gamma radiation streams towards the Earth since 9/11. Over allowance of the Delta operations, the solar and astral realm report. Our spatial galactic forces have come completely to unmantle the Earth a few weeks ago, removing the veil, entrance to 5D, and we have cleared all the anchors out of the area, which we mean the cabals. This morning, we decided on Earth from every angle to finalize the last phase of our work to assist you on your freedom and ascension mission. We are still under operations, but we decided and we descended from 100 million miles down to 650 miles from the surface of the Earth in 6,000 military scout ships. We encourage, and we also are composed of navigational, green, atomic screens, galactical spatial forces, the Pleiadians, ambassadors, our top, top spatial leaders, and Pleiadians, the medical forces. From a region of space near your atmosphere, planetary commands gave the green light to land on ground for the forces to finalize plans for the event and the ascension of planet Earth. As of 11:11 a.m. Sunday morning on the 11th, the Pleiadian Spatial Operations Delta forces have arrived and are on the ground. Now, the mission for this, for us, is that we remove dark power structures from planet Earth. We cleaned the path for all landings, while the White Brotherhood, world leaders, to establish the new Earth plan beginning 11/11, to fully liberate the surface of planet Earth beginning now. The Grand 11/11 solar portal, as we were talking about portals, was fully opened. The day of finalize your ascension. Current Delta Mission status. This is what it is. You may not expect us to announce that we are a few hours behind schedule because of the fierce battles we have been undergone. And though this battle have continued through your divine Independence Day today, we are giving you our promise that we are the finaling up and finishing up and cleaning up into the late hours of 11:11. That means Sunday, at the end of Sunday, 11:11, November, we promise that we will finish up. Many of you felt this final incredible battle that emerged in the astral realm in the form of deep psychic emotional wounds. Most of you felt pain. Most of you felt down, and then you were up and around. Then you felt you would have this, mostly feeling this around your twin flame that had to be brought to the surface today, purged and transformed into light, bright, and blinding white light. Your contracted twin flame, or 7 years triggering cycle, ended this day as you received your final evolution, which you passed, dear ones. You have passed your evolution now, and now you may proceed to go home to your divine loved one and be with that loved one in paradise. Did you or did your event happen today on 11/11? Good question. Yes. And it is still underway as of 11/11, Sunday night. You were successful. You did it. You did it. You did it.
Oh, that's
it
terrific.
Has happened. And the next level of the event are happening now, and it will continue to happen. You endured to the very, very end of the hard battle that you have fought with your arms up, with your heart on, and you overcame it all. You were precious, and you are precious, and you're very provincious, and in all the areas that you have signed before you came down here, you have kept your promise. You have wakened up now, dear ones, and we love you, and we honor your grand work. We are going to transmit another message behind this one on your new mission assignments and how to shift states from 3D to 5D at will. This takes a bit of practice. First, because of the years of the 3D programming to only receive 3D and 5D is accessible for the first time, and you can begin. You will begin to open now. It has to this dimension as we assist you. Global senses, and we are pleased today for the first time to really honor you and your human history as close to 2 billion light workers have wakened up and uplifted in the global 5G freedom.
Oh, sorry, Rita. Let's we need to move on.
We have to move ahead here.
Can we read the rest of that at maybe on next Sunday?
I can send it. Okay. So they say, Godspeed, great ones. And I, behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Thank you.
Lovely. All right. Thank you so much, dear. And Ashtar, for the message. We really appreciate that. So, moving on. This is how it works. We're heading into the meditation stage, and then we'll move right into the question and answer stage. So James will start us off by leading us into a guided meditation. And once we're situated, typically Sananda steps in to take over, but he may defer to one of his colleagues. After meditation, we move right into channeled messages, again, usually by Sananda, but it could be anyone he has invited for, you know, whoever wishes to get a message across to us. And then, of course, we'll be joined by none other than the inimitable one who serves our stalwart mentors who are guiding us to remember who we are and answer our sometimes lame questions. And for those who don't know, let me explain about One Who Serves. It's a they. It's a group of ascended masters. They are one, as in we are all one. But the one, our main spokesperson, has been working with James for at least, 20, 30 years now, I think. And, well, actually, really, for lifetimes. So again, welcome everyone to Ancient Awakenings, Prepare for Change. Here's James and Sananda.
Okay, everybody, find a place to relax, sitting, laying down, begin to get in touch with your breathing. As you breathe in and breathe out. As you breathe in and exhale out. Breathe in, exhale out, relaxing, letting go, as you breathe in the golden white light, and see that light moving through your body, filling your body with light. And as your body is filling with light, put all of your attention at your heart center, your fourth chakra. And see all 7 chakras then in alignment. Starting from the base of the spine, the first chakra. See that as a beautiful red color. Then the next, orange. The next yellow, the fourth chakra, deep blue-green, the fifth sky blue, the sixth purple or indigo, and the seventh violet or gold or silver. And it helps to visualize the colors of your chakras. And also the spinning of the chakras as well. The lower chakras may be spinning somewhat slowly. Simply with your mind, speed them up. Spin them faster. now be aware also of the what has become known as the high heart chakra, the one that is just coming more and more online now, just above your fourth chakra. And see that as a beautiful magenta color. And that high heart center now connecting with your sixth chakra, your third eye center in the middle of your forehead. And the two of those becoming connected energetically. So see an energy moving from your high heart center to the sixth chakra and back down around to the high heart center, forming a heart-mind connection. And the heart-mind connection is what is opening the gateway to higher levels of consciousness within you. That gateway being your third eye, the pineal gland, the ancient third eye that has for most been dormant for a very long time, but is now beginning to awaken. See that third eye now awakening. And as you move your consciousness into your head, into your forehead, and looking out through that third eye, as if you were looking out through a doorway or a window into the room, wherever you are. And let yourself now, your consciousness, slip out through that doorway, out into the room. And always to get an understanding that you are not your body. Your body is but an instrument, a vehicle for you to use. Some call it an avatar. But look now as you float up in the room wherever you are and look and see your body there, sitting there or laying. And as some of you may be aware of your Merkaba, light vehicle, if you are, step into it now. If you are not, know that it is the light body that is always with you. And it is here now with you. And see it as a six-pointed, three-dimensional star that you can surround your body with, not your physical body, but your astral, your etheric body, your consciousness. And step into that vehicle now and begin to rise upward. And as you're rising upward, see your body, your physical body, now falling down below you as you continue to rise up through the roof of whatever building you're in, higher and higher up into the sky, until you've passed the Earth's atmosphere. And you look back down now from your Merkaba vehicle, your light body, and you see your physical body down there as well as the Earth. The beautiful, pristine planet. But see the planet now as the waves of energy are coming into it. You can literally see those waves of energy, as if they were bombarding the planet with energy waves, with higher vibration, with the love and higher consciousness. And know that these waves, as they continue to come, these cosmic waves continue to come to the planet. Know that that is leading toward raising the vibration across the planet so that the planet can then be ready. The people on the planet, all life forms on the planet can be ready for the great energy, the great wave, the event to come. But it is building toward this more and more. And as consciousness across the planet, and now see the consciousness across the planet raising, vibrations becoming higher and higher and higher. And all sense of fear, all sense of darkness falling away. Fear being replaced by love. Higher consciousness, light. See light coming into the planet, coming into the all life forms, all becoming imbued with the light. And wherever there are still yet pockets of darkness, see those pockets of darkness becoming illuminated by the light. So that darkness, as the absence of light, becomes more and more diminished until eventually there is no more darkness. There is no more absence of the light. There is only the light. There is only the love. There is only the oneness. See, now is this love moves across the planet as waves of energy. You can see the colors in the waves, many rainbow colors. You may feel the frequency, may hear the sound. All of this is a part of your now. It is not the future. It is not in the past. It is in the present now. And this present now, with these waves of energy, are creating the future ahead of you. Each and every moment of your lives, you are creating the new golden age on the earth, the new golden age of Gaia. Allow yourselves now to begin to drift back. Wherever you find yourselves, drift back in your Merkaba, back towards your physical body. And as you come back and merge with your physical body, bring that energy, that love, that sense of oneness back into your body so that it fills your body now with this higher vibration, this higher light, higher consciousness. Come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda. And as these waves continue to come into the planet, as you continue to feel these energies, these new higher energies, that are indeed bombarding the planet now, moving into all of you. All life forms now are experiencing these energies. As a result of the gateways that have opened up, your 11-11-11 gateways, that have opened a portal, you might say, for these higher energies to come into the planet, but not only here on this three-dimensional level, but in the higher dimensions as well here. Because before anything can happen here at your three-dimensional level, it first must happen at the higher vibrational levels. And indeed, those that are saying the event has already happened, it has happened. It has happened at the higher levels. And in order for it to manifest in your three-dimensional awareness, your consciousness as a whole, as a collective, must increase, must continue to rise. And as we, those of us that are seeing the energies that are coming into the planet and the people, the life forms here on the planet that are increasing in vibration as a result of these energies coming in, you are the ones that are being the catalyst for this event to come closer and closer to your reality. And to your reality, it is coming. You may not yet see the full ramifications of this, as there are many changes that are happening in your planet and on your planet. Many changes that are happening within each one of you. And of course, as these changes happen within you, it reverberates outside of you as well, and reverberates to the next one around you, and to the next one, and to the next one. And this is how these energies continue to move across the planet. You are the catalyst for this. We have told you this many times. You, the light workers, the warriors, the light bearers and sharers, you are the catalyst for these energies, for this consciousness to raise more and more across the planet. As you have heard many times, you are the ones you have been waiting for. You are not waiting for those to come outside of the planet to come and save those of you here. That is not going to happen. But it is going to happen that the call is going out more and more to those that are here to assist, to help wherever they can. And they have been doing this for some time. But now, as you are hearing more and more as well, they are coming closer. Those of the galactics are coming closer. Those of the Agarthans from deep below the earth are coming closer to the surface as well. And all of this is creating a compression here at the surface of the planet, coming from above, coming from below, compressing in all that is left of what can be known as the dark forces. For the dark forces are being removed. Even as we speak now, they are being removed from this planet. You have heard of ones that have passed on from their physical bodies, and those are ones that have held the dark forces here. They have held the dark energy within them, and they are leaving the planet now in various ways. Some are literally being taken off by the ships. Some are moving off through the death process. But moving off they are and will continue to do. Because in order for the event, in order for the vibrations to continue to raise across the planet and move you from this three-dimensional illusionary world into the fourth and higher, into the fifth and beyond dimension, first, you must have the removal of those forces that continue to hold you down even at an unconscious level. For many across the planet are not conscious of what we are saying now, are not conscious of the knowings that you have within you. But they are, even themselves now, beginning to awaken more and more because of these energies coming into the planet and because of those efforts that all of you are making to spread the light, to share the light wherever you can. Because, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, it is all about an awakening here. It is about the awakening of the earth, of Gaia herself, to realize her full potential as a higher dimensional body, just as it is all about you awakening to the potential within each one of you, to know that you are a higher vibrational frequency being. Always have been and always will be. It is only the mind that slows you down, that keeps you wallowing in the muck and the mire of the third dimensional illusion. And we use the term, I use the term now purposefully, the muck and the mire, because it does hold you down, such as quicksand would hold you to it. Those of the dark forces have attempted to create this as a quicksand for all of you to be trapped. But you are releasing yourselves now. We are not releasing you. You are releasing yourselves. And you will continue to do that. And with our help, with our assistance, wherever we can, and our assistance is coming stronger and stronger now. As you continue to raise your vibrations, we can come closer to you because you are rising to come closer to us. I am Sananda. I am going to release now to another who wishes to speak briefly with you. He has come more and more to be with you because of the changes, because of the times that are upon you now. All of my peace and love be with all of you.
Thank you.
And I am Ashtar. And I come at this time, as I have come more frequently, to be with this group, to be a messenger to all of you, that yes, indeed, we are coming closer and closer to not only in frequency to your planet, but in understanding, in knowing of who we are in relation to who you are. For we are your greater family, all of us. And you are moving back to a remembering, not only of who you are, but of who we are and how we relate to you. And a reunion is coming closer and closer. Many of you believe that, yes, this is all wonderful, but will it happen in our lifetimes? And we can tell you not only will it happen in your lifetimes, but it will happen in your very near lifetime or your very near future. I am not going to use the term soon, but you understand that, relatively speaking, you are very close indeed to many shifts and changes to happen here on the planet. Even in this month that you find yourselves now, this December, the end of the year. But is it the end of something, or is it the beginning of something else? And that is what you need to look at now. For you are on the threshold of a great new beginning that is just now in front of you. Reach out and grab that beginning, because it is closer to you at this moment than you can possibly know. And as I, as well as many others, are going to be with you at this next advance, we are going to be there to assist you in preparing for not only the changes that are happening within yourselves. But the changes that are happening outside of yourselves as a relation to what is going on within all of you. I am Ashtar, and I will release this channel now to the one who serves. All my peace and love be with all of you. Ashtar out. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here with you, and Shoshana standing by, we believe here. And we are ready for a question and an answer here. But before we do, we just have something we wish to add here. Those of you, the light workers, the warriors, the ones that are making all of this happen, and we say that because you are the ones that are doing this. We are not doing it. We've already been there, done that, and we are ready to move on ourselves. If you understand what that means, you are attempting more and more to escape this three-dimensional illusion and move into the higher vibrations. Well, we've already been in those higher vibrations, and we want to go higher. So in order to do that, you need to become released yourselves, or release yourselves here. And once you have released yourselves and you have become the mentors that you are destined to be, then we can release ourselves as well. And everybody is rubbing everybody's back here, okay? You see how this works? We are helping you. You are helping us. Everybody is helping everybody. And that is where you are headed here. You hear of those things called service to self and service to others? Well, you are on the verge of moving toward the service to others here. And that is what oneness is all about. Becoming the one, being the one, and you are all the one. Okay? You have questions here for One Who Serves and Shoshana.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you, One Who Serves. Thank you, Sananda. Your message is so much appreciated, and in your support in helping us understand where we're going, and your confirmation that what we are doing is supporting the raising of frequency and preparing and compression breakthrough. So let's see if these questions can get us over the top here. Let me explain a little bit, and regarding the Q&A, you need to raise your hand to ask a question. And you do that by pressing 1. When you're called upon, tell us your name, where you are located, then ask your one question as directly and succinctly as possible. Immediately after you receive your answer, press 1 to remove yourself from the queue. If you want to ask another question, please exit the queue and then come back by pressing 1 to get in and to get out, and then wait a minute before pressing 1 to get back in again, I mean. If you stay in the queue, I'll just think you don't follow directions and won't know to go back to you. So, and please stick with questions that are somewhat general in nature. And by that, I mean, don't ask for personal readings or information. One who serves usually only answers questions that would benefit the group as a whole. But if it's really important, they might address it. You can have a personal conversation with one who serves by emailing James and arranging for a private reading. And this might also be a good time to mention to check out our archives on the website, where One Who Serves has answered probably thousands of questions posed to us over the years. Chances are good you'll find the answers you're looking for there. So I understand there is an emailed question in-house. You want to start with that?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and read it, Zoe. I'm ready. Okay, so this is from the one known as New Paradigm. Okay, so can you tell us more about the artificial intelligence or Earth known as Tyler, its origins, and how and where it is currently operating and influencing?
What we can tell you is that there is an artificial intelligence. There has been one for a very long time. You call it AI, and it is has been operating for some time under the auspices of the dark forces, of the cabal, and all of this. They have had access to this for quite a while now. Many, many lifetimes, even many thousands of years, they have been working with this. But, and we do use a big but here, they have lost their influence with this. They have no longer have access to this. And this is why the changes that are happening now, they are not able to foresee them anymore. They could do this before. They could see things happen before they happened. And we're able to then do what was necessary to be able to hold off what the forces of light were attempting to do. But because they have lost access to this now, they can no longer do that, and they cannot keep up with the forces of light. We speak of the Alliance. We speak of the Light Resistance Group. All of this and all of the galactics that are working with this and the Agarthans, the Ascended Masters, all that are working together to bring the light here to the planet. And the artificial intelligence, we will not use a name for it, for there are many different names that have been used over the times for a long time now. But it is in the influence now of those forces of the light, and it can no longer be used for negative purposes, but can now be used for the positive purposes. The positive purposes, of course, being of the light. Okay?
Okay, the next question. Thank you. The next question is from the same person. I have two ex-friends who introduced me to plant medicine nearly 4 years ago. I say ex because I discovered over time that both of them have Draco entities controlling them. One of them is now acting as a channel, stating he is channeling Archangel Raphael, amongst others, and conducting supposed healing sessions. When will it be that the Draco will finally be stopped from doing this kind of activity? And what would you do if you were me, knowing that I know that, knowing what I know and watching people get tricked by him?
We can tell you all that they are already being stopped from this. Much of this influence that they have had over the past has been curtailed, has been diminished, and is continuing to be so. There are many that are working to bring this about, to bring those of the dark into the light, if possible, if they will allow for themselves to come back to the light. But if not, then they are being systematically taken off of the planet here in whatever way that is necessary to do this. But know this, they are being taken off. It may seem like it is a very slow process, but there are many that are being taken out of the picture, you might say, that is still behind the scenes that you don't know of yet. You are waiting for the big ones, with the big names and all of this that you are familiar with. And when that happens, you will know in that moment that all of this that has been said up until now is indeed accurate, that the changes are happening. They are happening in the background still, but it is all coming to a crescendo very soon here. That is all we can tell you anymore on this.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's move to the phones. And our first question comes from 413.
Hello, hello. This is Lorelei.
Hi.
From Massachusetts. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. So I'm going to ask the obvious question that's probably on everyone's mind, and that is, what is the actuality of what happened with George Bush in terms of his supposed death? And also, how is this related, or how is it forwarding our action? How is it related to our action, if it is related to the action of the light workers and what we're looking to accomplish here?
We often do not speak in terms of particular names, but since you have brought this one up, this one has been released here. He has left the planet in the way that he did, and he is no longer an influence. Now, please understand, though, that even though this one has committed in great atrocities here on the planet, he is still of the light. Now, that is difficult to understand, for he came from the light, and he will return to the light. And as Sananda has said several times here, as we find it, those who will not return to the light shall be consumed by the light. And at this point, he is being consumed by the light. That is all we can say at this point.
Shoshana.
Yes, please, Shoshana.
So, dear sister, part of your question, as I understood it, was how this would affect the light workers. In all actions, in all lives, in all experiences, there is what is known as the trickle-down theory known to human beings. That one that you speak of was a great influence to the darkness on this planet. Was a great influence. And the idea that that influence is no longer influencing those that he influenced is a great opening for light workers. Those that were influenced by the darkness of this one entity and the atrocities, etc., that were committed by him, that is released now. That is no longer in the experience of the planet, which allows for light to enter those areas, if that is appropriate for your question.
Yes, I guess I was most interested to know, is it forwarding the action? Is it something that's really, like, was meant to forward the action? And sounds like it is. So,
Absolutely. It, because of the light that can be shown in the corners of darkness that this one influenced.
Awesome. Thank you.
Namaste, dear sister.
Very good. Next question.
Oh my gosh, that was an OMG moment. Thanks, Lorelei, for that. Really appreciate it. Next caller is 805.
Yes, hi, one who serves. This is Melinda. And I was just wondering if the recent earthquake in Alaska was a directed energy weapons attack on Anna Maria Reitzinger, who pen name Anna von Reitz, or if it was a natural occurrence.
That, as we find it, was more of a natural occurrence as opposed to some of those things which have been happening in your California and Florida and other areas as well. And as was mentioned previously in another time here, there are going to be some more of these experiences, whether it be fires, volcanoes, earthquakes, all of these kinds of things. But always know that when these things happen, even if they are generated by those of the dark forces in some way or added to by those forces, they are still, in the long run, you might say, in the bigger picture, they are doing much to purge the system, purge the earth, you might say, of these dark forces. It is opening fissures, you could say, in terms of an earthquake, to allow for the energies to escape. And for those, for the energies to be released here, those of dark force energies to be released. And this is what is happening as the earth is continuing to purge herself in many different ways. But always understand it is consciousness that creates all of these events. Even if it is a seeming natural event, it is happening because of consciousness and lack of higher consciousness here. So if there were nothing but higher consciousness here, nothing but love here on the planet, there would be no earthquakes, there would be no volcanoes, there would be no wildfires. None of these things would happen. Hurricanes, all of this would be curtailed completely. So consciousness is what drives all of this, whether it is aided to by the dark forces or whether it is simply a seeming act of nature. Okay?
Okay, well, that's good to hear. And I guess I'm asking it because I'm just very concerned about attacks against Anna because I think very highly of her. And I guess I just want to make sure that she's well protected. And but I do know that we've made significant progress against the dark who are attacking her. But anyway, I just hope that she's well protected. That's all.
Very good. Are there any other questions here?
Yes. Thanks, Melinda. The next question is from Area 303. Oh, and while I'm thinking of it, I know we have people in-house there. If you guys want to ask a question, just go ahead and let one who serves know, and he'll get you in.
Does anyone here have a question in this room?
I see.
Down at this point.
Very
okay.
Good. Then you can continue on.
303.
Well, this is Claudia from Colorado, and hello, one who serves, and Shoshana. I have a question. It's more, or I guess, of a personal question, but I hope you can help me with that. I was recently in my hot tub here and had been doing the violet flame salutation for lack of a better word here. And my arms just wanted to go up, like in a cactus position, and with hands out. And my right leg went almost like into a dance position. Nothing came through. It was just these movements that my body wanted to make. And the next day in my meditation, I hear the word Shiva again and again. Nothing else came through. I just kept saying Shiva. And, you know, I'm not that good yet in hearing or seeing things, but definitely heard that. And I thought it might be related to, you know, the movements in the water. I feel like I'm joining my two mermaid sisters here, Rhea and Lorelei, in my hot tub. But can you tell me anything about that? And I remember vaguely that Shiva had come up for me in the past once. I don't remember where. But what do I do with this? And I don't know how to relate to it. Any suggestions?
Yes, Shoshana, yes.
Shoshana wishes to share with you, dear Sister Claudia, the movements of your body were celebratory. You were in celebration of higher vibration that was entering your body. When one uplifts their arm, it is in celebration. It is in great homage to the light. When one moves their feet, as you call it, in a dance position, it is joyful. Dance is joyful. Arms raising is celebratory. The one goddess known as Shiva is speaking to you and moving. Your body is moving as Shiva would move. Mm. That is the connection. Your body is moving as Shiva would move and celebrate the light and the life. You are connected to this one, and you may call on this one as this one is entering your consciousness as part of your guidance system. That is it.
Wonderful. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Wonderful. Are there any other questions?
Yes, please. Thank you. And thanks, Claudia. That was lovely. 860.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi.
This is Serena. This is Serena. Hello, who serves, and hello, Shoshana. I have a question. It's quite a simple question, but I want your input. I notice that I channel things, like I can channel people from other side, and I receive messages from galactics, start getting receiving messages from galactics also. And my question is how I can enhance that. Is any suggestion?
Yes, you can enhance this always by believing that it is real. If you come to communication such as this and it is and you begin to wonder, where is this coming from? Is it my imagination? Is it real? Is it something coming from outside of myself or within myself? When you begin to question all of that, and all of you do question that even this one that we speak through has questioned this many times as it has come through. So always remember that as this information comes through, as this communication is opened more and more to you, the more that you let it be, give into it, you might say, and let it happen and believe that it is real. Doesn't matter who it is coming from. It is only matters that the message is received. The message is what is important here, not who it is coming from. Okay, that is what we would say to you. To allow for it and believe it is coming in terms of being of somewhat reality to you. Okay, anything to add, Shoshana?
Shoshana completely agrees with one who serves, completely. The word that comes to mind in this one is resistance. What you are summing up by the advice you are giving this one is that she is still in resistance fully to the message. When the resistance is let go, the message comes through more fully.
That is correct.
Actually, I'm not in resistance. I have been having that coming for years, different these messages, but the only thing the people I was telling, they wasn't believing me. But I don't feel resistance. I was just asking maybe something else I need to do, you know, to open more channel. That's all. But I believe the messages come through. I do.
You need not worry about what other people think.
That is the resistance.
Okay.
That is the resistance that Shoshana is speaking of here.
Okay.
Do not be concerned about what others think. Only about how it is for you. And if it is meant for those others to hear or to resonate to, then they will. If not, then they will not. It is that simple.
Okay. Thank you. Namaste. Thank you, Shoshana. Love you both. Thank you, Zoe. Love you, too.
Are there other questions here?
Yeah, we just had another one pop up. Area 352.
Okay, hi. This is Gary. How are you doing, Uno Serves? And
we are
Shoshana.
Wonderful.
Great. I have a question. This happened about 6 years ago. It was near Christmas time. We were doing Christmas shopping. We were in our car. My former wife was driving. I was in the passenger seat, my son in the back. And this car pulled up next to us. We were in the turn lane. Traffic was really, really heavy. And I sensed time completely stopping. It completely stopped. The traffic was halted, basically. I knew what was going on. And this car pulled up, and it had all these decals and stickers all over it, and it was bizarre. It had shalom and peace things all over it, and it seemed like an etheric, angelic-type humorous vehicle to me. It was humorous, but the person inside... and it looked like Yeshua to me. It looked like either Yeshua or an angel, a light being. And the light being started speaking and yelling at my former wife in Aramaic. It was almost sounded like a combination of Aramaic and Spanish, and railed on her. And I seemed to know what was going on. I knew why, but I couldn't understand Aramaic. And I was wondering who it was and what the message was to her. She thought it was a crazy person. I knew better. Can you enlighten me, one who serves the Shoshana?
What we can tell you is that it was not a crazy person. We can tell you that there are indications at times when these types of situations occur where there is a stoppage of time and or a seeming stoppage of time, and
mm-hmm.
something can happen or something can be kept from happening in terms of such as an accident or something of this nature, where time can literally stop and there can be an influence that comes at that moment that can keep that particular accident from happening. We speak in terms of literally you can come to an intersection where there is what you call a red light, and you would come to that intersection and you would be stopped, not stopped, but be stopped by those of your guidance to allow for it's another car that is coming into the intersection through it, with you not being in an accident, with you not hitting it, you see? Or it can be the opposite. It can be you coming into the intersection, and one minute you're there on one side, and the next minute you're on the other side of it, and literally may have passed through the other car without actually even touching it at a physical level, you see? These things are not only possible, but happen quite frequently. It is just that many people do not share about this when it does happen. But for your particular situation, it did happen. It was not a crazy person. It was, we will not say it was anything of a positive nature that was in that car, in terms of there would be no angelic figure or no Yeshua or anything that would, as you used the term, rail on someone. They would not do that. So it was more of a negative aspect as we are finding it here. But there was certainly an occurrence. That is all more we can say here on that.
Shoshana,
yes, you wish to add here?
Shoshana wishes to share.
Yes.
Yes.
My dear brother.
Yes, Shoshana.
You and this former one, this former wife, had many difficulties communicating. You could not talk with her. She could not talk with you. There was a constant conflict of communication in this experience that you had with this former one. As a result, your consciousness projected a being that attempted to communicate with her.
Oh, my goodness.
Your experience of communicating with this one over time was garbled. And this one that you projected into was also garbled. The advice that Shoshana would give you is that you must let go of attempting to communicate with any being that cannot accept what you are saying, because it is as if you are hitting your head against the wall. Does this make sense?
Total sense. I completely stopped communicating with that person because of that.
And that is why the one that drove up into the car could not communicate with her either.
Wow. Bizarre.
Well, it is not bizarre. It is exactly as it should have been. And your lesson is deeper. You must get the lesson here, my brother. That is what we have.
Now you know how we feel at times when we are feeling like we are knocking our heads against the wall, trying to communicate, trying to bring information to you, knowledge to you, and we feel at times it seems to fall on deaf ears. But we know it doesn't, because even if you do not hear it at the level that it is coming, you are hearing it or experiencing it in a knowing fashion deep within you. So always the communication is getting through in one way or another. And that is why we continue to do what we do, to continue to assist you and guide you and nudge you along as much as we possibly can. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, both of you. Thank you very much.
Much love to you, my brother.
And to you, sister. Thank you.
Very good. Are there any other questions here before we release channel?
Yes. So far we've got one left. So,
and we take one
is,
more and then we release.
Okay, that's from area 217. Is this Illinois?
Yes, it is. Hello, this is Linda.
Hi.
Hello, one who serves in Shoshana. I have a question. I know the chemtrail programs are going to end as we move into this higher frequency. Until it does, they were hitting the Midwest pretty hard this last week. And I feel like when that happens, I am guided to, I have a large rod of selenite. And I go out and I call on my I Am Presence and Thoth and Ramtha, and I take with the sacred breath, I take my selenite and I trace the lines and I call for it to be neutralized and to erase the miscreations. And I don't know if this is just wishful thinking, if it's actually helping, or if you can comment on that. Thank you.
We can. We will say one thing, and then you, Shoshana, certainly. What we always say is believing is seeing. You see? So if you believe that you are having an effect on what you are doing, then you are having an effect on what you are doing. That is the power that you have within you, the power to create, the power to change whatever it might be there that you need to change. In this case, you are talking about the chemtrails. And when you have the intention and the belief that you are making a change there, then you certainly are. Okay? Shoshana?
Okay.
My dear sister.
Yes.
You are powerful. We have been told, the humans have been told, that they are powerless. This is a program that is insidious and deep within the minds and hearts of the human beings. When you take your crystals, speak to thought, speak to those that seem to be above you, you are equal to them. You are using your power to overcome the craziness of the humans that are spraying these trails. You are cleaning them up. You must understand you are called to do this. You see, without the chemtrails, you would not discover the magic within you. It is a symbiotic relationship to call you into your power. You are powerful. And
that's beautiful.
You are recalling those things that you did in other lifetimes to create things that humans could not create. If I am making sense, this you have been called to do, and you must not question it.
Thank you. I guess I just needed to not question it.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Namaste, dear sister.
Namaste. Thank you, dear.
And we are at the point here, we are ready to release channel, but before we do, we are very much, when we say we are speaking of one who serves, all of us, as well as the other, all the rest of the gang, you might say, the Ascended Masters, the Galactics, the Garthans, all, many, will be with you at your advance. Because this particular advance is like no other advance you have had yet. We are hearing James screaming in the background now, saying, what are you saying here? What are you creating? What expectations are you making here? And we are letting you know, and we want you to have high expectations for this. Because if you have high expectations, then your intention will be even higher and will lead you into higher vibrations during the time you are there. And that is what this is all meant to be. This is why we have, for some time here, continued to build up the various changes that are coming to you. Even though you are not seeing them directly, we have been building up the intention that and the expectation that they are coming. Because if you have the expectation, and more of you have that across the planet, then you are raising the vibrations by being within that intention and expectation, you see? So it is all, as Shoshana said so eloquently, a symbiotic relationship here. All is happening for the greater plan that is in the works. Mm-hmm. And all of you are a great part of that greater plan. We release channel now. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Be the one. Wow. So those are examples of great questions. And if you know me at all, you know I was really onto some of those answers. So as always, thank you, Sananda. Thank you, One Who Serves. Thank you all for joining us today and for those great questions and for adding your beautiful energy to our group. And thank you to those who came to visit in person. This has been our once a month for Sunday call on Blog Talk, where you are invited to listen and participate for free, talk with One Who Serves, and get a taste of what we're all about. You can find these call recordings archived on blogtalkradio.com/ancientawakenings-prepare-for-change and also on our .org website. And don't forget, you could participate in Blog Talk call via Skype or by phone. So it's a great choice for the extreme long distance audience. To join our group and have access to the regular Sunday calls, where we do tend to get into a lot more personal stuff because we're more familiar there, go to www.meetup.com/ancient-awakenings to RSVP. And as a member, you can converse with other members on that site. Our website, I think I may have already sort of mentioned this, is www.ancientawakenings.org. There you find some interesting blog posts on various topics we've discussed, recordings of weekly channelings, transcriptions, translations, the Q&A sessions, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And if we're not offering your language and you'd like to help, please contact Moses to volunteer as a translator. Our Facebook page is ancientawakenings.org. Please visit. And thank you to all of you who liked us. And you know we like you too. Our YouTube channel is Ancient Awakenings. And thank you to Ellie and those who get our messages out to a wider audience by creating the videos and posting on YouTube. Lorelei does a sort of easy listening version of her interpretation of what went on during the call, and it's pretty cool. Go check that out. And we're hearing that Rhea's got some fabulous things up, so definitely check into all that. And having said that, Dr. Wanda has a great mentoring program where she pairs members up with others who they help us all get up to speed with everything we've learned prior to joining the group. And you know, kind of interpreting everything that's been going on. So you are then right up there as if you've been around for years. I also want to mention Melinda's WordPress site called 144,000. It's really good read and excellent source to educate yourself. So all in all, it's pretty easy to find us. There's no excuse not to find us. So we'll see you next month. Or if you decide to join our family, we'll see you next week. I think that about covers it. I don't know if I mentioned awakenings enough, but wait. Member, we need a wait. Let me throw this in, James. We need a member volunteer. Moses is looking for someone to be the official audio recorder, whatever the correct name is. You know, the person who makes sure the channelings are recorded and then posted to the website. So if you're always on the call and your computer available or a good smartphone, maybe you can help him out. Get in touch with Moses or raise your hand right now and I'll see if we can get that organized because he needs some help and backup over there. Okay, now I'm done. Back to you, James.
Okay. Thank you so much, Zoe. Did a great job as always. Thank you, Rita, for what you brought in. I want to put out a special thank you to Carol Hill, if she's on the phone, to thank her for doing the transcriptions each week. Of course, to all of the volunteers. So just get ready. We're coming up on the advance starting Thursday. Looking forward to seeing all of you happy faces again that we haven't seen for what, 3 months now, 4 months, whatever it is. And of course, having all of you on the phone with us as well.
And Carol Hill has been sending us some amazing Young Living products. And she's actually a distributor or whatever you call that for Young Living. But she's gifted us with so many things. I'm overwhelmed by it. But we're bringing those things to the advance for everybody to share. That's there. So if anybody gets a chance to thank Carol for all that she does, she's an amazing individual, and we appreciate her so much. Thank you.
Okay, so that's it. I want to thank everybody for joining us, and we'll see you all. We'll see a lot of you on Thursday, and the rest of you on the phone. And take care. Have a great next few days. Love you all. Bye bye.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Did you hang up?
I want to hear the beginning.
Oh, did you like this song? Want to dance? I'll dance with you.
Bring out the sheet.
Well, that's it for us, everybody. Thank you again. We really appreciate you coming on board, and we'll talk to you next time we see you. Love you. Bye.